Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. Today's guest proudly served his country in the U.S. Army for 20 years, but PTSD and mental health challenges made his transition from the military to civilian life a trip to hell and back. Now he's a veteran advocate who calls himself the voice of the voiceless. And he's the author of three books meant to be the lifeline for veterans and survivors and anyone navigating their own mental health battle. It's a powerful story of survival and hope, so please stay tuned.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. Say it every week. We love them, too. Today, we're going to talk about battling the unseen wounds of mental health challenges with a veteran who has been there and done that. I'm excited to introduce five-time award-winning author, podcaster, veteran advocate, and founder of 1821 Productions, Sergeant First Retired, William A. Steve-O Stevens, Jr. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sergeant Major. Thank you for having me on this amazing podcast. You guys have amazing guests in the past, present, and I feel very honored to be on your show. And I just would like to say before I do any podcast, to all the men and women who serve our country, who gave the ultimate sacrifice, and the ones that are not here today, to their families, thank you very much.
There you go. God bless you. Hey, we got a lot to talk about, but before we do that, would you tell the audience, just, you know, take a minute or so, tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I was born in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, joined the Army in 1988. I served 20 years in the Army, 16 years with the civilian government, with the government agency. I wrote three of my first three books starting in 2018.
Speaking of your books, we have a video that talks a little bit more about them. So let's take a look at that.
1821 Productions, Voice of the Voiceless. As I sit here in silence, in the dark, reflecting back, there are three pillars that my platform are built on. The first pillar is the mirror, which is therapeutic. The second pillar is a broken mirror, which is coping mechanisms. And a heartfelt apology to my teenage daughter. Like a cry for help from a father to a daughter. And then finally, in the reflection series, you have no filter. And I would describe that book in one word. You have to be raw when you tell your story. The reflection series is something that I created for my mind, my body, and my soul. Basically, my final chapter. I don't have any more books left in me, but I'm going to be honest and to the point. It's not about the books. It's about the story that a visionary, a creator, has given to the world, has given to the people for mental health. All three books have something to do with reflections in the mirror. When you look at someone, all you see is the shiny. But inside, you never know if they're silent, if they're hurting, in pain, or have just lost a loved one. Always remember, be the voice of the voiceless.
You know, we just heard the term three pillars in the video. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? What's the three pillars?
So I began the three pillars with my first book, The Mirror, which is now The Mirror Black Edition,
yeah,
which is therapeutic poetry. And then my second book, The Broken Mirror, is the second pillar, which is coping mechanisms, military transition, self-help, and self-development. And my third book, No Filter, You Got to Be the Advocate and you have to be raw.
Yeah. How did you do your research on putting all that books together? Is that just information that you found individually, or did you talk to a lot of people?
I do everything myself. I'm a visionary. I've learned from all my veteran friends, networking, education. So all three books have something to do with reflections and the mirrors in your life. Okay. So that's why I call all three books the Reflection Series. Sorry, Major.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the biggest struggle that you had as far as, you know, you just sort of dealing with your transition or PTSD or your books or anything that's in your books? So
military transition was not easy for me. I was at Walter Reed for an entire year at the Wounded Warrior Transition Unit.
Wow.
I was an outpatient inpatient psych unit. They called it training. I went to therapy. So my last combat tour, I didn't have a weapon. I rode for the Center of Army Lessons Learned. Our MTEL was sunglasses and walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
So when I deployed as a combat arm assessment team, I didn't have a weapon. So when I came back, I was not the same person that was in a relationship with my girlfriend at the time, my fiance, Kelly. I had changed. So war changes you, and so do deployments.
Yeah. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, years ago when I went to war, I tell people I went to war at 18 and come back at 55. And so, I've talked about this a lot here lately, I guess, but I really wish the military would have something that talked about war before you ever went to war. Just sort of say, I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but just sort of say, these are the things that could occur to you personally. So, I don't think we talk enough about that.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was an Army instructor, I didn't hold back because I believe the men and women that were coming out of these admin positions and going into combat positions and, you know, being security force operations and VIP escorts, some of them were coming back. And you have to tell them, you have to train as you fight. And, when I was a senior instructor, I told my guys, you need to tell them. It's about discipline. And I always believe a disciplined unit will survive in combat. An undisciplined unit and their leadership will die in combat.
Yeah. Let's back up here just a little bit. You said you went to Walter Reed and you had a year at Walter Reed. What did you go to therapy classes or, you know, how did your 1 year at Walter Reed go? I mean, what was the issues or what was the things you did while you was there?
So they did research on soldiers coming back from the battlefield. So I have this thing, don't take the battlefield to the living room, because I was on my fifth combat tour and combat arms. I went to get an evaluation. My fiance, she was a psychiatric nurse, and she said, well, if you're not going to get your next selection for a promotion, then you probably need to see that you have a year left in the Army. Why don't you try to go see if you can get help, because you're eventually going to have a family. Because we lost our first child when I was an instructor in 2004 before I left for Iraq. And we tried again. And while I was at Walter Reed, I had an evaluation. I went there, I got orders, and I was attached from my unit, and I was there. So I had a very rude awakening when I got there, because like a lot of people, the soldiers were in civilian clothes, but I was a senior, so I was in uniform, and we didn't wear no names. We only wore U.S. Army and no rank when we went to training or therapy. And we only knew each other and 12 people in our group by name. No one knew anybody's rank. The only person we knew was a female staff sergeant in the Marine Corps who wore her dress uniform. And that's where I got the rude awakening that PTSD was not combat related to everyone. Because she had a situation in her recruiting command. And I wrote about it in my book, the coping mechanisms that we did. We had a whiteboard where we used red markers for pain and black markers for everyday, you know, calm, cool. So everybody in the group started depicting their day. We had to stand up and talk about our day with markers. And eventually, at the end of class, at the end of the year, everybody was writing in black.
Yeah. Really, but cool. I guess my question is, but you went there for a year and you went through therapy. But what did they want you to talk about in the? They just want to talk about yourself and the issues that you have. Is that what the group talked about?
So everyone came out at a different time. No one knew their trauma. No one knew each other's trauma. I came out in the middle. So we did like, I don't want to say like, we did charades. We used doll scissors to cut out pictures and explain our day.
Yeah.
A lot of times we were very drugged up sitting in the waiting room. And a lot of these people that were the doctors, they were like, what are they? Not real doctors, but they were training to be a doctor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So a lot of them were different descent too, Indian and Egyptian. And it was very hard to understand because like I was on Prozac, lithium. I was on 10 different bottles of pills when I got to Walter Reed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell people sometimes, you know, they, pharmaceutical drugs, it's was a downfall for a lot of stuff because they used to throw a lot of drugs at you based on what your issues are. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about your struggles with post-traumatic stress, which you was just talking about here a minute ago, and what others can learn from your story. So, I mean, you have a lot of stories, a lot of great information to share with a lot of other people about the things that you went through. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack Uptill, a 12-star Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are, because we're talking about somebody that struggles with mental health, somebody that really went through a lot and just struggled to fit back into life. And all of us, or not all of us, some of us go through those kind of things when you come out of combat. And I know that personally. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Steve-O Stevens, Sergeant First Class, retired United States Army, award-winning author, and tireless veteran advocate. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Hey, Steve-O, you love that name, so I'm going to call you that. When did you realize that you were suffering from PTSD?
I'm just going to say, Sergeant Major, I had a very bad upbringing as a child.
So yeah.
Back then, you know, and I both know we're in around the same age. I'm 56. So you're a little older than me, but
a lot older.
So all I'm going to say is back then it was called discipline.
Yeah. Okay.
But I escaped my demons to be an skateboarder. And then I joined the Army at 18. And I realized when I became a non-commissioned officer with education that my soldiers were going through the same thing I was going through, but I wasn't disclosing it, and I was helping them. So I realized that I had a problem.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you this when I was on a prep call, though. I was overran once, 20 wounded and 7 killed. And I've told the story a lot, but when I came back out of Vietnam years ago, for about 2 to 3 or 4 years, I really had anger issues and stuff, had a lot of problems. And I just did a lot of crazy things probably, but I am sure what helped me. What helped me, I think, was I start talking about how I felt and start talking about things that happened to me, because I thought that was a way for me to release that stress. And I think sometimes that we keep all that stuff in, and we're worried about promotions and advancement and assignments and stuff. And so people don't want to talk about those issues. But I think the only way to work through those dark places, and they are dark places, is to talk more about it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Did you do the same thing? Did you talk about those things?
So I've been with the same psychiatrist since 2008. A lot of veterans can't say that because they're juggled in the system. But I realized when I got out of Walter Reed that there was a story to tell. And after I was suicidal in 2014, my dad, who was the one that abused me as a child, called for help because my mom died. I went and took care of my father. And when he died in 2017, it was time to tell the story. So I sat down with my psychiatrist and I told him, I want to write a book about all the little stories and everything that I have from when I was on guard duty and relationships and trauma and all the bad stuff that just happened to me as a soldier. And I want to get it out therapeutically. So I dropped the mirror and I started telling my story. And then in 2024, I wrote my second book, The Broken Mirror. And that's when I started going on podcasts and interacting with the veteran community and doing everything, because like I was lost. You know, it took me from 2008 all the way to 2022 to get my 100%. And with networking and education of different veterans and podcasts, I learned how to get all that.
Yeah.
How my story.
Yeah. I guess the question is, how hard is it to break the stigma around talking about mental health issues, particularly suicide issues? I mean, is it hard to break that stigma associated with that?
Me, no, because I don't want someone to fall into my category. That's why I write my books, because, and now all three are on audiobook. So with the same narrator that I've had for all three, it definitely resonates when you listen to them. And yeah. I try to lower the stigma of 22 a day. If my book can help at least one veteran, I know my book has helped some civilian people out there with suicide. And when I sit down with them, you know, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or a therapist, but I've lived it. I've been there.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Why do you think so many people struggle with transition out of the military to civilian life? And you know, I guess the real question is, what can we do to make it a little bit easier?
Lack of education. You know, both of us, all of us know, after COVID, everything went virtual. I believe that the transition system, now I don't know what's going on now, but interacting with veterans who are out now and listening to them after 9/11, COVID and all that. Well, actually, after COVID, everything went virtual. So I believe that you're dealing with someone's career or their future, and you're dealing with families. So I think it should be interacting in a classroom environment and stuff like that. But I really think that veterans that have that knowledge, the military or the Army should bring them to do public speaking, like for free. You know, put them up somewhere, have them give a class to a bunch of veterans that are leaving the military. You know, I've always been told that, you know, if you know you're leaving the military, you better start networking with people, because when you get out, that's it. There's no door to go back to the military unless you join to go back. And I always say that, you know, the veterans that we have now from I'm Gen X. So the older generation, they're doing podcasts. They're CEOs and entrepreneurs of businesses for veterans. But the new people are getting out. You don't hear anything, nothing. They blame the military for their problems. And with people like me and people like you and your podcast and your organization, I believe with the education, we can help people with a better, and my book, The Broken Mirror, I'm trying to get it into the General Harding Foundation to educate veterans getting out of the military. The Broken Mirror is absolutely a phenomenal book.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the problem about transition is people don't start that process early enough, and we ought to start talking about transition at least 18 months or 24 months out before they go out so they can really prepare themselves. The other thing is as soon as you get out of the military or even before you get out of the military, find a veterans group to connect with because, again, there's so many people that get out there to struggle that just don't speak the same kind of language, and so they need to find somebody to sort of sponsor them or help them mentor there just a little bit for when they're getting out of the service. That makes it really tough for a lot of people. I don't know about you. I guess you said you went from hell and back, but the fact of the matter, when I got out, I did the same thing. I was really struggling a little bit, and then finally I said, well, I'll just throw myself into work, and I kept real active. And I think the problem is people go home and sit on the couch and think about what they should have done, not what they've done. So it makes it a little difficult.
Could I say one thing about?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been trying to tell people, like sergeant majors that I have. Some of my soldiers have been in for almost 40 years now, and their sergeant majors are major commands and stuff. And I think a lot of this should go into the NCO and officer development because, like, you have young soldiers that are leaving, you know, and they're going to go through a transition. But the leader, those soldiers go look back at that leader when they fail. Okay, so what I'm saying is, NVNOC or what is called Warrior Leader Severe Senior Course, ANOC, all that, First Sergeant, Sergeant Major Course, they should be teaching these seniors how to write resumes, talk to their soldiers about education and all this. And all this should be developed in the NCO and Officer Development Course. Yeah, I truly believe that, you know, with the education, it will help.
Yeah. Well, we need to take one more break. I want to talk about what people might learn from your experience. So hang on there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more organization to help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with author, podcaster, veteran advocate, Steve O. Stevens, Sergeant First Class, retired U.S. Army. Remember, this is your show. We know there are so many issues that directly affect you. And we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Steve-O, I love that name, Steve-O. That's a great name. Steve-O, you're brutally honest in your books, and you've been open about and candid today about what you do and hope people learn from your story. What do you want them to learn from your story, I guess?
Well, first of all, thank you for the liking Steve-O. So Stevens is Steve-O.
I got that
credibility from my 30 Sergeant First Classes that I worked with when I was ACRC.
Yeah.
So instead of them calling me Sergeant, they say, hey, Steve-O, I need you to do this or that. So, but I believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And with education, networking, with veterans and coping mechanisms.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things. It goes back to being a good listener and a big communicator, talking to people, telling them what's going on, make sure you understand exactly what the issues are. And that's really what the downfall, I think, is sometimes.
It is, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this has been a great discussion. Do you have any final thoughts? Maybe something we didn't get to you want to leave the audience with?
So my final thought is this. For years, veterans' trauma has been called soldier's heart, shell shock, battle fatigue. And after the Gulf War, it was renamed as post-traumatic stress disorder. And today, medical organizations are calling it PTS or PTSI, post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic stress injury, to allow healing. But I'm going to say there's a lot of people suffering from mental health issues, especially our veterans. And I believe it is a disability. And we didn't ask for that disability or that injury. And I believe mental health is a life sentence without parole. But with coping mechanisms, education, and networking, you can lower the silence of your demons and hopefully lower the 22-a-day stigma. Always be the voice of the unheard, Sergeant Major.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree. Well, I agree with you. The problem is, again, it goes back to saying, telling people how you feel and what's going on and making sure you're open about what you're, you know, what's going on in that problem. The other thing I'll tell you is that you never get out of PTSD. It's always going to be there, or PTSI or PT, whatever you're going to call it. It's always going to be there, but you just learn how to cope with it and you learn how to deal with it every day, but it'll never go away. That's for
sure. It's a life sentence.
Oh yeah. It's a life
sentence. It's a life sentence.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. And we'll see you on the high ground, I guess. Okay?
Be the voice.
All right. Thanks again to Steve O. Stevens for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website, yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Steve-O for sharing with us today and his story. It was great. All of us struggle. All of us have issues. All of us feel sometimes like we don't fit in. Well, you do fit in. Don't think that you're alone. And don't think that nobody wants to help you. The key to success in all this, whether you have post-traumatic stress or whatever your issues are, is talk about those issues. Open up about those issues. That's therapy for you to talk about the things that bother you. You know, I said a minute ago that PTSD or PTS or PTSI, whatever you want to call it, never goes away. You just learn how to cope with it. You learn how to cope with those issues. And as you get older, it gets a little bit harder because sometimes you start thinking about the things that you've seen that just won't go away. But again, never think you're alone. And don't try to fix anything by yourself. Don't sit on the couch. Reach out to somebody and tell them you got a problem. Thanks for watching. And thanks to New Mind Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.